Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Karina Morrison with Shop Local for Good. And tonight's show is the good news, telling your story. We have a special guest host with us tonight, my dear friend, Juana Chamberlain. She's the founder of Posh Promotions and Publicity, and she's going to be offering her professional insights into authentically and effectively telling your story as a small business owner or a locally focused nonprofit leader. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Karina.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure getting to hang out with you.
Likewise.
I want to give a shout out to Mini-Me Linda, who's hanging out with your crew.
I appreciate
that. In the kitchen.
Too. This is a family-friendly show.
It is.
Family-friendly
exactly.
Movement all together. So I'm just happy to be part of it all.
Thanks. And then we are live on Facebook. If you are on Facebook, please feel free to check out Shop Local for Good. And we're currently live, so you can see what Tawana and I look like. She looks fabulous, by the way.
Oh,
always.
You're fine. Now, this is after running all day, but for you, I made it my business to get here. But I'm like, oh, honey, if it were anyone else but Karina,
right.
This would not have happened on a Thursday evening at 8 o'clock.
Sunday
evening. Look at me, Thursday. See, that's how far
you lost your day.
I'm ahead of myself.
Oh, you're ahead of yourself.
Behind.
You're
so I'll pick that up. But now, usually this is wind down mode for me and prepping for
my
day. So I, you know, but I appreciate your family being so accommodating.
Sure.
In the midst of it all.
It's good for my daughter, too.
Oh, good. That worked out.
And behind the camera, we have our camera girl, Lorena Mae Morrison. She was actually on last week's show. Was it so bad? Was it? So tonight we're going to tell a little bit about a story. She has a fantastic story. And then she's going to let our listeners know a little bit more about how you empowered my story. So this is just not, I can tell other people's story way better than I could tell my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you putting that together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, we're going to go into some insights about authenticity and why it's important to tell your story. Just a few announcements. We have some upcoming events. We've got Tampa Bay Good Deeds Day Festival. I'm excited about that one. On March 29th, we have Summer Festival for Good on June 20th, the Florida Watermelon Festival on July 25th, and Tampa Bay's annual Macaroni and Cheese Fall Festival returns on October 24th. Tawana is the magic behind the scenes for us on those events, and we appreciate her doing, helping out, to getting the media inspired.
Yes. Well, I have to admit, last year was trial by fire, but this year I'm ready.
Exactly.
I'm prepared.
Well, yeah. It was fun that we were battling the elements.
The elements. But we made it.
We did. So let's start off with a little bit about what inspired you to actually go towards the publicity and promotions.
Okay. Well, believe it or not, I don't really tell this to people very often.
Oh.
So I'm kind of on the spot here. But
okay.
I heard many moons ago, long before I was even accepted to college, Oprah Winfrey talk about how she had met this wonderful man, and he was so smart and so business savvy, and he told her that he was in the field of public relations.
Okay.
And he told her about the importance of not just having a talk show, but of building a brand and connecting with the community. And that man was Stedman Graham, whom she's still with to this day.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He's fantastic. And so he was the PR guru behind her brand, and he educated her on the importance. So now it's just not Oprah, you know, at that time the talk show. She could put her name on anything.
Right.
And it would sell, a magazine, a clothing line, a candle line, what have you. And I was so captivated by the way she spoke about him, as if what you just said, like a magician.
right,
like behind the scenes, and would just make it all come together. I said, I don't know anyone in my family or anyone that I know who's ever majored in public relations, but when I go to college, that's what I want to be. So I was really inspired by Oprah's man.
That is awesome.
Many moons ago to go into PR because I knew the impact that it could have on not only small businesses, but on communities at large.
Well, and you came from a household that offered you some challenges, too, in moving forward. And you made a really awesome decision to go and qualified for a pretty fantastic scholarship.
Well, yeah, I kind of been blessed in several different areas, but especially as it relates to being helped on the educational front. I really consider myself to be a lifelong learner.
Me too.
I've been in school forever, Karina. I'm still in school.
You are. You start back to school tomorrow. Goodness.
Yes, tomorrow.
I'm so jealous.
I'm such a wackadoo when it comes to that. But I love learning, and thankfully, on every level, I've been afforded scholarships to. So I believe it's just like the universe telling me, you know what, you're on the right track, girlfriend. And I really thankfully, like the SBC Foundation just recently gave me a wonderful scholarship to help me finish off this degree without getting into the burdensome debt of student loans.
Good.
So I'm
good.
Thankful for that.
Right. That's very empowering.
Yeah, it's very empowering, and I'm so thankful to shout out the SBC Foundation.
There we go.
For that. And this time, though, I'm getting the marketing in. I have my undergrad is in public relations. But this go round, I wanted the marketing side, so I'm getting the degree in marketing because with the advent of social media marketing, like so much has changed since I first got my degree in public relations. There are so many new things to learn, and like we were talking before the show, just with the analytics,
right,
of what goes behind, you know, the content, because we may post something, but we want to know, well, who's looking at that.
Exactly.
Who's clicking on that?
Or if it's effective.
Or if it's effective.
So you're not investing.
Wasting money, right.
Wasting money in non. I like to do
and not reaching your target audience.
Right.
Because that's the key. And that's what I'm learning more about. The psychographics. What makes people do what they do. Who's buying what when.
Right.
Those types of things they really don't delve into in public relations. So now I have both facets. So now
look out.
Look out,
the
world.
That's awesome. Well, there are some points telling your story is vital.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't even think about it. They just feel attracted to a brand or to a project or to a mission, and it's not really a thought process. However, an effective story that's authentic.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need non-authenticity. Is that a word?
Yeah. It is today.
It is today. So you get into once you start learning about what makes people drawn to certain brands or products or whatever, then it most likely is the story. Like you were drawn to Oprah, and then finding out how the secret sauce. Yeah.
She became Oprah.
Right.
Right.
But her story was probably what initially drew you.
Where she came from. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Right.
And it's something that it really is an art,
mm-hmm,
to public relations. It's not fly by night.
No.
And I think it's an art and art gifting. I think you have to have something in your soul that draws you to this.
You have to care about people.
You have to care about people.
You really do.
For real, for real.
Yeah.
And you have to want to get their story out there. And sometimes people have difficulty in telling their own story. Sometimes,
amen, that would be me.
Sometimes it's hard to toot your own horn. You may be fabulous, all that in a bag of chips, but you feel too modest or humble or whatever the word is,
right,
to go out and brag about yourself or to tell people your story. And I think because people feel a little self-conscious about doing that, they don't tell their story.
Right. But telling it to a friend,
right,
which you're basically professionally their friend, because you're going to be telling their story most impactfully.
Sure.
Is easier. It's more like a discussion with you. And then what you did for me was I sent you my resume. I'm like, okay, before I send you this resume, I'm just going to let you know a little bit about where I came from and why I left that world. And so, and that's important too.
Right. You do want to, like you said, you want to capture the backstory.
Right.
And then it's like a news gathering process, because I have to sympathize. I think I sent that to you in the text. Let me sleep on this, because for you, you have done so much.
I've done quite a few things.
And I just wanted to be mindful of what you had done to lead to this point, because as they say, past is prologue, right?
Right.
And so I wanted to capture that in your story, but I also didn't want it to come across as a sales pitch.
Exactly.
And I really, one thing about me, I'm a researcher by nature. I like to really get to the heart of the matter. That's part of my problem.
Right.
Sometimes it's just like analysis paralysis. I'm so busy analyzing stuff. It's like I'm stuck. But, and I'm also a perfectionist. So you're like.
That's why we get along great.
You're like, send me the story. I'm like, no, not yet. I'm not done looking at it. So that's one thing about me. I really pay close attention to detail, but at the same time, I'm so into making sure that I do my very best to promote someone in the most positive light. And like you said, you are reticent about telling your own story. Shameless plug, which is why you hired a publicist.
Precisely. Well, I mean, you really do have to hire a professional.
Yeah.
And there are a lot more reasons, just in addition to your skill that you have honed over the years. How long have you been in?
Over 18 years now.
Wow, I'm honored. so it's the skill of telling a story and putting it into a package that's not going to, like you said, sound like a sales pitch.
Mm-hmm. You want it, because you want the story to be compelling.
Right.
You want it to resonate with your target audience.
You have to know your audience.
You have to know your audience. And a lot of people won't, but that's why they have a professional
right.
who can identify. And I hate to say this, so don't take this word the wrong way, but sometimes the angle.
Right.
When you know the audience, you know the angle. And angle is not really a bad word.
No, it's identifying what you believe your audience is going to connect with
exactly.
most effectively.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's what we become skilled at doing, understanding that. But again, me, I think, not to toot my own horn, because I have a publicist too. I know that seems shocking.
No, it makes
but
sense.
But when I, she's like my unofficial publicist, and she's my auntie Joy. And I always say, Joy, you have to be my publicist. You have to help me tell this story. You have to shout out to Joy Jones, by the way.
Shout out to Joy Jones.
Yes. You have to help me tell my story, because I don't know how I get stuck, you know. And again, that same feeling that comes over you comes over me when it comes to me talking about what I've done.
Right.
Like, for instance, when I was awarded the Black Girls Rock for 2019 Arts, Media, Entertainment category, I was like, you know, if this were one of my clients, I would write a press release. That's
right.
kind of cool.
Right.
Like, I can't write my own press release. Like, how wacky is that? But at the same time, it's still a noteworthy accomplishment.
Correct.
You know, so for that, I have a publicist, too.
Right.
So
she can effectively tell your story in the third person.
Yes.
Instead of you being over here now, you see me on Facebook going, hey, look at me.
Right,
that
right.
just comes off weird.
Weird, obnoxious,
yeah.
narcissistic.
Exactly.
So,
all those did work.
All those things. So we just want to stay away from that. But I think it's important, because in church we say testimony.
Right.
When people hear your testimony, they can be empowered by what you went through and how you made it over. So testimonies, just as they are important in the church world, telling your story can be equally as important in the business world, because people will say, well, she did it, I can do it too.
Exactly.
And that's what you want to spark, inspiration.
Well, in support of your brand, because they now know the individual and what you had to do to get there.
Right. And sometimes, oh, you just made me think of something. That's especially important in small businesses.
Exactly.
Right? Because larger corporations, oh, they have the millions of dollars to
right.
do all the marketing campaigns in the world. But the local mom and pop businesses, if you got to know the owners and you knew their stories and you knew their why,
exactly,
then you'd want to do business with them.
Exactly.
And it's so imperative for small business owners to get their stories out.
Well, and there's studies that show that stories actually put all your brain to work.
Mm.
And when you were out, when your story is heard mm-hmm. by either a neighbor or a friend of a neighbor, or your neighbor knows you and, wow, you know, this person, check out this person because I've gotten to know them. And, you know, you may be selling the same widget as the massive store down the street, but because your neighbors have heard the story about how you got to where you got to, they may be willing to pay you the value of that widget as opposed to megastore that's buying
sure.
it in the thousands from overseas and
sure.
and then impacting your neighbors on the value of shopping local.
Right.
You know, it's an investment in your community.
It really is. And that's why, again, if you aren't adept at telling your story or you don't feel comfortable, then seek professional help. Seek someone who can help you get that story out there, because it can make all the difference
right.
to who patronizes your business, because now they connect to you in a way that they wouldn't have.
And they're out telling their friends and their family. I met the owner, like one of my, I know so many small business owners. For example, the owners of Connor's Goodie Bag.
Mm.
It was. I'll tell a little bit of story about them. I actually met Brian and Laura through Facebook. They were looking for a place to move from up north into the Safety Harbor area.
Okay.
And because I'm a second generation native of the area, well, they were looking to move to Pinellas. And they were looking for like a specific community,
mm-hmm.
a feel. And so I got to know them then. They're fantastic people. And they're in real estate. So then they came down here, and he loves to bake. So they launched, and then she got to the point where she's not allowed to have gluten.
Okay.
So they launched Connor's Goodie Bag as a bakery that specifically reaches into people that aren't able to have gluten.
Mm-hmm.
Now, nobody in my family has food allergies, but holy mackerel, are their bakery items good.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so building that relationship, now we've, you know, we're friends and
sure.
and they're just a great couple. And I've been around with, like, they're at the Oldsmar Flea Market.
Yeah.
On, I mean, is it on Saturdays? Yeah, on Saturdays that they're at the Oldsmar Flea Market. And I've been standing around when people walk up and he tells the story there. About why they started it. They started it so his wife could have goodies. And whenever he's online and saying gluten-free, I'm like, you don't even need to worry about
right.
that.
It's because
it tastes
good
all the way around. So.
Right.
But that's
awesome. But that story
right.
is what captured you.
His love for baking and her medical need
sure.
for staying away from gluten.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful.
Yeah.
And they were able to monetize that.
Yeah, they're a startup. So they're working through it. It's in the entrepreneur world, it's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also a big fan of sharing what we do too. So
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Cross promotion.
Yeah.
That worked
yeah.
out.
So we just went through this bullet point. Storytelling connects us with what our audience needs as
mm-hmm.
well too. So some families may not even know about your business, and they're going to Megamart
Sure.
We're not going to mention any corporations here. They're going to Mega Mart just because they don't know about you.
And that's, you know, there's a saying, or Bill Gates has attributed this quote. He says, if I were down to my last dime, I'd invest in public relations.
Right.
Now, we don't know if he said it or not, but they have his picture there with quotation marks around it. So the assumption
on the internet.
On the internet is that he said it. And that's because public relations is so vital. And a lot of small business owners may say, well, I don't have a budget to invest in PR. Well, then it's really kind of oxymoronic, because if you don't make the budget to invest in public relations, chances are no one will really know about your business. You won't get the exposure you need. You won't get the visibility you need. And then, therefore, you won't be able to monetize what you're trying to do in the proper way. So it's almost like you can't afford not to have a publicist.
Exactly.
To invest in marketing or PR.
And I find that very challenging when I'm reaching out into the small business community for vendors or small business sponsors for festivals for Fit. That, well, I can't afford that. No, you're not wrapping your head around all that I'm offering. I mean, you could pay less for another festival or market, but you're not actually getting the value, does that make sense, that is being offered.
Mm-hmm. Let's speak on that for a moment.
Yes. Much beyond just that festival day.
Yes, because there is an erroneous misconception that people need to go to larger places to find quality work. But from the entrepreneurs that I've worked with and the ones I know, we will work our butt off for people in ways that larger corporations simply will not. We are usually more accessible, and we have a passion for connecting with small business owners and getting that story out, getting the visibility that they need, that they can't usually afford, because the larger firms or advertising companies, they have steep rates.
Right.
And when you connect with a person who is out there to help the small business owner, you should really latch on to that and, you know, be above board in working with them, not try to, you know, make them lower their rates. You know, because sometimes when we deal with small business owners, if I can just be transparent, people are always looking for the hookup.
Right.
They want the hookup. They don't go in JCPenney or anywhere, not the name corporation.
Exactly.
But they don't go in there asking for the hookup. But for whatever reason, there's a mindset that if I'm going to deal with an entrepreneur or a small business owner, I want to try to haggle them down somehow and get a reduced rate, or not pay them what they deserve, because after all, they're not a large corporation. And that's so unfortunate when dealing with entrepreneurs, because the ones I know work really hard and they go the extra mile
to offer maximum value.
To offer maximum
value.
They care about you and they want to see you succeed.
Yeah.
And I wish that collectively we could just value what's in the community, value our small business owners, actually help them to succeed, refer their business to friends and family so that we can strengthen the community economically.
Right.
And when you have the big box stores or the big box corporations or what have you, you don't always get that personal touch. And I really wish that you do with the Shop Local for Good, if people could really connect to that mission that you have, I think, you know, not to sound like a pageant quote, but I think the world would be a better place. I really do, and I wish that people got that, because when you are not in corporate America and you are an entrepreneur and you want to see small businesses thrive and you are providing quality deliverables, you should be compensated for that. You should not be haggled.
No.
And even the Bible says a workman is worthy of his hire. If somebody has taken the time to go to college, taken the years to hone their skill set and their craft.
Right.
Then support them.
It's the value that you're offering.
Right.
Right.
It's the value. And that I think sometimes gets lost in translation.
Well, this is actually very important too, that storytelling establishes personal credibility.
Mm-hmm.
It does. That's where the authenticity comes in.
Absolutely.
You really must be authentic. Like, for example, you just
mentioned. Be transparent.
Yeah.
Be transparent a little bit, too. Sometimes people don't want to tell the nuts and bolts of what's really going on, but sometimes you got to let people see you make the sausage.
Right.
Sometimes you have to, as they say, keep it real.
True.
And if you can do that, you have a tendency to connect more with people. You know, it's not easy being an entrepreneur.
No.
It's not for the faint at heart. There are trials and tribulations.
And shark swimming all the way around you.
And shark swimming. All types of stuff coming at you. But, you know, you have to have tenacity, perseverance in the midst of it all. But I think if people know your backstory, and if it's told in a compelling way, it resonates with people and they want to do business with you because they understand that there's something about you that they can connect to and connect with.
Correct. Well, like I said, I know dozens of small business owners, and I like personally finding out about them and getting to know them. And we at one point had a retail store. It is so challenging to get people away from shopping online.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that must be.
And get out of the house and
yeah.
Come in. And it is, I learned a lot of lessons,
mm-hmm.
in which I have invested in market studies. That's where I'm going to go with that. I haven't lost money. I'm not a loser.
Mm-hmm.
But we, my family has invested in a lot of what I call test and learn.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I've been very blessed with a group of small business owners that have come along with some of my outside-the-box ideas and stuck with me.
Absolutely. These are some great notes. I'm a person who likes to take copious notes, by the way, and these are fantastic. Can I have this?
Absolutely. That's all yours.
Woo-wee, I'm excited.
Okay, so what would be your top – how much time do we have? What would be your top five suggestions for how to use storytelling to sell your brand or vision? Because our audience is hopefully small business owner entrepreneurs,
mm-hmm.
and nonprofit leaders. What would be your top three? Let's go to top three.
Okay. I think the key thing, one, is to be authentic.
Yes.
Make sure it's a story. You don't have to spill your guts.
Right.
But it should be a story that captures the essence of who you are and why you got into the business of doing what you're doing.
Okay.
I think that's important. Secondly, I think it's important to hire a professional.
Definitely.
Definitely get a professional involved, because what they can do is put it in a way that is compelling, that's mediagenic, and succinct.
What I'm going to add to that, too, is don't go with the first person you find in the yellow pages.
That's powerful, because
interview
to be
them.
Honest, you really want someone who likes you.
Yes.
If at all possible, if you're going to hire someone to tell your story, then the two of you should click.
Exactly.
And I think that's a good thing to throw in there, Karina. And I know this may seem kind of abstract, but figure out how much of your story you want to tell.
Truth.
Because you really don't want to overwhelm someone or bombard, you know, with a exhaustive autobiography.
Correct.
Of who you are. Or you don't want to get into the habit of saying, well, I've achieved this, and I've done that, and I have 40 degrees.
Like a resume.
Here, and I'm a Rhodes Scholar.
Right.
Because that might be the antithesis of what you were going for, and you may turn some people off. So I would be
overwhelmed them.
You might, yeah, it might be too much information for them to process.
Correct.
So I would just, you know, be conscientious about how much of your story you want to tell as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can you believe how fast 30 minutes goes?
Is that 30 minutes?
Yes.
Wow.
So we're going to wrap it up.
Okay.
I would love to have you back on a future show.
Sure.
We'll deal with another topic. And thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you.
Tawana does a lot in the community, too. She and I met, wow.
In the community?
How many years ago?
Years.
On a nonprofit project.
Yeah.
So, and you have been a blessing to me and my family.
Thank you. Likewise.
And you're so much like me. It's kind of scary. We're so much like each other. It's kind of hard to find a similar person with a work ethic like us. Because full disclosure, you and I, we put in the hours. So what I want to do is invite everybody to come back. We're going to be doing a weekly show called The Good News. And my passion is to introduce the leaders, the friends in the community that I know are doing good in our neighborhoods and that I know have effective in ways for people to, small businesses and local nonprofit leaders to empower themselves.
Love it.
So thank you so much.
Thank you for all that you do for the community. Because you are thebomb.com, but you know that already. And if they don't know, they can read your story, right? It's posted on your page.
Yes. Tawana put together my story, and I believe I posted it on my page. I'll make sure that it's up in the event. And if you're interested in learning more about why Shop Local for Good, our team has been and continues to be determined to encourage more of our neighbors to shop local for good, please check out our website. It's shoplocalforgood.com. We've also updated it with our team. We've expanded our team. I'm really excited about that. 2020 is going to be fantastic. It's going to be fantastic. And we appreciate all of our neighbors doing good. We appreciate your likes and your shares. And we're looking forward to next Sunday's show. Stay tuned. Also, follow Posh Promotions and Publicity. Did I mix that up?
Nope, promotion. You did
good.
Okay. Yeah, you did good.
Check our Facebook event page because I've got the link in there, and definitely follow up with Tawana because she will tell your story.
I will tell your story.
All right. Everybody have a wonderful week. We look forward to announcing more details about the Good Deeds Day Tampa Bay event.
And all the other fabulous events.
And have a great night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you again for having me on the show.
You're welcome.
All right.
You can go ahead.